Focus of the Biden administration this past week was voting rights. Some say that's not the most sincere focus, since this issue was placed on the back burner during the efforts to get Biden's Build Back Better plan passed despite all signs, primarily from Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Now, that wasn't going to happen. Biden efforts this past week included a stop and speech in Georgia, both of which received snubs by the leading voting rights advocates in that state, including Stacey Abrams. Seems most of those advocates aren't exactly thrilled about how this issue has been approached by Biden. They're pretty much worn out by speeches and slogans, tweets. They want to see action, not failed promises, like the one by Biden, which promised the passage of voting rights legislation by tomorrow, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Toward the end of this past week, Biden all but admitted defeat, saying, well, we're going to keep trying. We'll try again. There were those who Monday morning quarterbacked Biden's speech as being something not pushing forward on voting rights legislation, but instead transitioning to focusing on the midterm elections. Kind of sounded that way to me, too. One idea floated, by the way, was to change the Senate filibuster rule in order to clear a path for the passage of this specific legislation. And once again, Mitch McConnell responded with both of his faces. Remember I told you last time McConnell was open to talking about the idea? This past week? Yep. My song Groucho Marx sang in that movie Horse Feathers, or whatever it is. I'm against it. Yeah, he's against it too. McConnell threatened to flood the Senate floor with legislation GOP could pass with 50 votes and, well, maybe the help of one or two Democrats. Then there's Joe Manchin. Yeah, him. He's against any change to the Senate filibuster, saying it would dishonor and disrespect the history and the integrity of the U.S. Senate. Fine. If Manchin wants to be respectful of the history and the integrity of the U.S. Senate, let's take it old school. Two words. Talking filibuster. That's the original intent and structure of the filibuster. That's where a senator had to plant their feet on the Senate floor and start talking. No breaks, no bathroom trips, no adjournment to continue during the next session. Think back to Jimmy Stewart. I'm really going back in old movies, aren't I? But apropos, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Remember that final scene? That's how the filibuster was designed to be used. Not the way it is today, where you call the Senate secretary, say you're filibustering. Then, of course, you send out the email blast about the great job you're doing as a senator. Please send me $25 so I can keep fighting the good fight for you. Well, it's been that mess, along with the Senate Republicans, who have been most responsible for blocking voting rights legislation with insane claims about both bills, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the earlier bill. They do make a point about this one. It does greatly reduce voter ID requirements and allow vote-by-mail ballots to be sent out like supermarket sale flyers, which, given what we continue to learn, could be a catalyst for voter fraud by either side. I've told you about, and you've probably seen the stories about the proven voter fraud from the 2020 presidential election by Trump supporters. There have been numerous stories of Trump supporters filling out ballots of their spouses and parents casting a vote for Trump and forging a signature on those ballots. And by the way, those Trump-supporting forgers aren't just everyday citizens. Did you catch this one? Groups supporting Trump in seven states like Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, they sent fake documents to the National Archives, falsely showing that he had won those states' electoral college votes. They're called Certificates of Ascertainment. They were sent to the National Archives by pro-Trump groups in, at least what we can figure out right now, seven states back in December of 2020. Document from Arizona actually bore the state's seal, and legal action was taken against those responsible. There were fake documents from the other states. Didn't even include a state seal or signature. Yes, those Trump cult members hoping maybe nobody will notice. Sort of like the person who doesn't flush the toilet. Certificates of ascertainment identify, by the way, how a state's electors have cast their votes in the presidential election. The fake documents show Trump and Vice President Mike Pence winning the slates of electors in those states, or claiming to at least. This all came to light because the secretaries of state from Michigan, Arizona, sent those fake certificates to the House Select Committee that's looking into the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Politico found that out, and this is how the dam broke on all this. The Arizona document was created by a sovereign citizen group led by an insane person by the name of Lori Osiecki. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Osiecki. She identifies herself on the certificate as a citizen of the Sovereign Citizens Caucus of the great state of Arizona. Further proof of just how nuts these people are. That document, by the way, also carried the state seal, and Arizona is taking legal action against the group they sent a cease and desist letter, kind of laid on that, and they turned this whole thing over to the Arizona Attorney General. The Michigan document didn't use the state seal, and it appears no legal action was taken against those involved. However, a number of state Republicans signed on to the certificate. They include Michigan GOP co-chair Michonne Maddox, Shelby County Clerk Stanley Garat, and Republican National Committee member Kathy Brendan. Format and wording of these letters, by the way, very similar, which creates the question of, was there one plan by one person or group that issued instructions on how to do all this? Now, if you don't recall, let me give you a little flashback reminder. This was one of the brainstorms by Mark Meadows. He said that if they just create fake electors, then we can get the win for Trump. Come on, gang, let's do this.